It is 7:41. It's time to bring aboard the guy that knows everything about bowling, Mr. Jim DeGraff. How was your weekend?
The weekend was good, Brent. We had actually 21 teams that participated in the men's state tournament over in Muskegon.
Oh, that's awesome. 21 teams. Wow.
Exactly. We bowled our doubles and singles Saturday at Northway Lanes and our team event yesterday at Sherman Lanes. And the standings for that tournament will come out about midweek. Any of our local bowlers that would like to check out the standings can go to the state website, which is mistatebowl.com. And the standings will be there. And we'll, of course, recognize next week Monday as we see the standings, some of our local bowlers who are up in the top 10 places, hopefully, and recognize that. Talking about tournaments, our annual men's and women's city tournament, the entries close actually this coming Saturday at 6 p.m. Entry blanks are at all of the area bowling centers. And once again, sponsoring the men's tournament will be Mervyn Beverage, Graphic Signs and Embroidery, and, of course, WHTC, Holland's hometown station, also sponsoring the women's tournament as well. So entry blanks are at the centers, and the urgency is coming up here for entries to be in this coming Saturday. Opening ceremonies for the tournament will be February 1 at Lakeview Lanes at 10:30. Lakeview Lanes is the site of our team event, and then singles and doubles will be located and competition be happening over at Zealand Lanes. And taking a look at our high games for week number 20. Brent, we did have another 300, so we're at 16 for the season. David Sang bowled his first ever perfect 300 last week Saturday in the Saturday specials over at BAM. So congratulations to David for his first ever 300 game in our 16th 300 game for the season.
Nice.
Bowling a 290 last week, 11 strikes in a row, was Pat Fortney from Friday Night Rollers. We had two bowlers with 289 games, and they were Brian Dahl from the BML League and Vic Wainer from the Tri-City League. Four bowlers with 279 games, Nick Coinga and Trent Newberry, both from Zealand Monday Trios, bowling 279s, and Brian Eade and Bruce Smith, both from the Tri-City League, having identical scores of 279. And then finishing up our top 10 for the week, we had three bowlers with 278 games, and they were Ken Janes from Zealand Monday Trios, Craig Borman from Zealand Suburban, and Carl Formsema from the Suburban League, all three of those bowlers having games of 278. And we'll be back with the high series for the week right after this message.
1450 WHTC broadcasts all your favorite sports teams. But how do you know when the games are on the air? WHTC.com has what you need. Just go to Events, then Sports Calendar for the WHTC Sports Schedule. Presented by Lighthouse Title on Holland's homepage, WHTC.com.
Well, thanks very much, Brent. Taking a look at the high series for week number 20, we had two bowlers with identical series tied for the top spot. Ken Perry from Tri-City with a 741, and David Sang, along with his 300 game from Saturday Specials, also had an identical series of 741. Gene Kuypers from Zealand Monday Trio, 736. Nick Smith, also from Zealand Monday Trio, 727. Ken Janes, once again from Zealand Monday Trios, with 726. Bowling a 724 last week was Mike Vandenbosch from Tri-City. James Hall from Tri-City with a 720. Mitch Wainer from Tri-City with a 719. Craig Borman from Zealand Suburban with 715. Nick Coinga from Zealand Monday Trios with 707. Adam Carson from West Ottawa with 705. And Courtney Slider from Tuesday Night Community with 703. Taking a look at the season high scores, Joe Cote from Suburban is our leader for high series for the season with 838. Nick Smith with an 814. Kevin Pollock with an 806 and an 801. Courtney Slider last week had an 806. Jim Rennick with an 805. Two bowlers with 804s, Mark Bachman and Dan Faber. Kurt DeYoung with a 797, and Chris Brummels and Steve Branson tied with 793. Recognizing our 300-game bowlers for the season, Chris Brummels bowled the first 300 of the season. Jim Rennick, Dale Workman, Gary Emiot, Joe Cote, David Vanderlei, Chad Walschlager, Todd Grahams, Kevin Pollock, Kurt Wiersma, Nick Smith, Todd Dahlman, Matt Carson, Sean Walters, Adam Carson, and we added this week David Tsang. All 16 of those bowlers had perfect 300 scores during this past season. And once again, the final prize list for our 500, 600, 700 tournament are on our website, and all of the prize checks have been either distributed or put in the mail. And once again, final entries for our Men's and Ladies City tournament due this coming Saturday at 6 p.m. And we'll share some more bowling highlights with you next week, Brent, at 7:40 on Monday.
All right, Jim. Sounds good. Wow, a couple of 300s in there. That's awesome.
Exactly.
And our bowling league last Thursday night on our sister station, The Van, one of our guys bowled a 300, too.
Awesome.
I know. We're pretty excited. You know, we play 9-pin, though, so it's not quite the same.
Okay, exactly. Okay.
Hey, we're excited, though, you know?
Oh, certainly.
All right. Well, you have a great week, and we'll talk to Mary tomorrow, okay?
All right. Take care.
You, too. Thanks so much.